Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And there's a couple of people showing up to help us understand a little bit about our Port Townsend heritage. You know, 1886 was the height of Port Townsend's prominence in the Puget Sound. Railroad speculation led to real estate speculation. Sounds familiar. Anticipating this port to be the future gateway to the, quote, Orient. Nearly 1,000 vessels clearing customs during its heyday. The town boasted 6 banks, 3 street railways, a new electric company, and now today's guest, Tracy Werda and Kathy Knobloch from the Port Townsend Heritage Association are here to share about the upcoming Victorian Festival, celebrating Port Townsend's extraordinary preserved Victorian heritage. Welcome, ladies, and so excited to talk about the energy you have for this event coming up.
Thank you for having us. I'm very excited to be here. This is Tracy.
Tracy. Thank you. It's really fun running into you downtown, literally running into you downtown. It's kind of a great example of exactly what you were describing in your intro.
You know, it was a moment I was like, oh, the walking tours. No, but better yet, a festival. So we have so many folks who may or may not have had the opportunity to attend one of these. So let's talk a little bit about the heritage of the Port Townsend heritage and let's wind into our festival specifically. Tracy, is this something you'd like to speak to?
Yes, and I invite Kathy to jump in as well. I'm a relatively new resident to Port Townsend. I've only been in the area about 3 years. Kathy's been here substantially longer. And one of the things that brought us here is the history and the heritage here in Port Townsend and the magic of those historic buildings when you walk down Water Street.
Tracy, thank you so much for giving a bit of intro, but I'd love to hear a little bit more about the backstory, the early years. So Tracy mentioned that you have some substantial time in town, Kathy.
Sure.
Yeah, you worked on a home yourself, is that right?
Yeah, so I'll even go back before that. So, you know, there are a lot of waterfront communities in Western Washington, but there's only one Port Townsend. Mm-hmm. My husband and I used to come up here more than 30 years ago for the Wooden Boat Festival. And we would always take some time to walk around town and head uptown and look at the homes and enjoy just everything that Port Townsend had to offer and say, we'd really love to live here someday. And we also made a point of coming up to both the Victorian Festival and the homes tours that used to take place. I mean, this goes all the way back to the mid-1990s.
Yeah,
the
festival's
been around for a very long time.
Yeah.
And so when the opportunity came to help to bring it back after a little bit of an absence that we've had, I found out that Tracy and her husband, Scott, were the new people in town trying to get the festival back on its feet. And I couldn't call them fast enough.
I think it's a marvelous example of what you find often in really great organizations. You have the legacy of someone with some really deep history, and then you have that passion of that new partner. And I think that's really cool. Fresh eyes, if you will. I like the focus of heritage because I was kind of thinking about the Victorian Festival. For myself, my husband and I are always charmed when we run across, now here's a kind of a sideways reference, there's like a wooden sewer pipe. You know, just there's all these hidden treasures. Kathy, tell us a little bit more about the vision of the heritage you're going to focus on with this festival.
Sure. And there are actually a lot of wooden sewer pipes still in town.
That would be a fun hiking trip with our
it's
family.
Really pretty cool when you find them. So my husband and I came here with the intention of restoring an old home, which we have done. It's taken a bit longer than we planned, but a lot of things do. And it's just kind of part of the character of the town, that you have people who are here because they love the uniqueness of Port Townsend. They love the old houses. They love the wooden boats. They love the small businesses that are special to us. It's not a cookie cutter town. It's a unique town. What we wanted to do when we saw the festival kind of struggling a bit, the people who used to run it for a very long time had kind of aged out and burnt out from doing it for so long. It's a lot of work. And we didn't want it to go away. I mean, it's a very big part of the community identity. So being able to sit down with like-minded people and figure out how we could bring it back to its former glory was really something that we were very excited to do. And we were all set to do it until March of 2020. And we all know what happened in March of 2020. So now we've had a great deal of time to sit down and plan and realize that what we really needed to do is put together an umbrella organization that would take custody of the festival, but also do more things throughout the year to promote Port Townsend's heritage. And that's where the Port Townsend Heritage Association was born. And that's our nonprofit. And that's the group that there's just a handful of us, and we're looking to expand. So we appreciate the attention that you're giving us today.
Oh, I'm excited to actually just, you know, sing the announcements of the upcoming, you know, festival season, and that you're putting a pin on the calendar and we're going to have a festival. And let's talk about dates, and let's talk about some of those partners that are just as excited. And Tracy, I just have to ask, do you plan to actually remodel a home or get invested in a Victorian home?
Not at this point in our lives. We came to Port Townsend, we looked at a couple of the homes of the Victorians. And when I saw the knob and tube electricity and the stairs and the cracking plaster, it scared me off. So I just enjoy the efforts of all of those who have done miraculous things with homes here in Port Townsend, like Kathy and her husband and several other of our members of PTHA and members of the community. It's just stunning what they've done with some of the homes. So I want to support their efforts.
Yes.
When Scott and I came to Port Townsend and we went to the festival in 2019, the organizer told us that he really was not able to continue and they were looking for their next champions of the festival. And Scott and I walked away and looked at each other and said, we can do this.
Oh,
we
can. Everybody can. I love it. And if you have just joined us, this is Missy Nielsen at Everybody Can, and we are listening to Tracy Werda and Kathy Knobloch, the Port Townsend Heritage Association Committee Chairs. And okay, do tell us dates and partners. Let's get into this festival business.
So the Victorian Heritage Festival is happening April 29th, 30th, and May 1st of this year. Our festival partners this year are varied. We have Manresa Castle. We have the Sterrett House, the iconic home here in Port Townsend. We've got the Jefferson County Historical Society. We have PT Main Street. We are so excited with our partners and our whole community that they have been supporting us through these efforts. When we had to pull the plug in 2020, we really weren't sure whether another festival would happen. And when we started finding our people, I call it, like Kathy and Craig Britton, who's on our board, and Kathleen Croston, who's on our board, we said, oh my gosh, there is a love of this, and there are people that do want to help. And we're finding more and more of our people with every interaction we have, like the time when we met you on the street the other day. It's just suddenly finding our people, and the festival is happening. We have got presentations, and we have the ever-popular fashion show that will happen on Saturday.
Talk a little bit about that. See, I have not attended a festival. I don't have a visual of it.
Yeah, I think this is great that you bring this up, because there are a number of people who have not been in Port Townsend for a Victorian festival yet. So so we want to let them know.
So give us a little bit of a frame, like on Friday, would it start in the evening? And would we want to enjoy it as a guest with costuming? I know we're going to check your website. So let's start there. Let's get a website out there.
The website for the festival itself is porttownsendvictorianfestival.org. And we do also have our PTHA, our Port Townsend Heritage Association website, which is ptheritage.org. Both have festival links. You can get to the festival website from PTHA website. So everything is going to be there. We're in process. We're confirming all of our speakers and our activities. But basically an outline is this. We open on Friday afternoon at the Cotton Building, Historic Cotton Building down on Water Street. That's going to be our festival headquarters, where people can obtain tickets and information about Port Townsend, about the happenings, about our partners and their activities. We'll be holding a Victorian parlor in the Cotton Building all weekend. So that will be a place where people can gather, meet up with others, play games. And we have a presentation on Friday evening by noted historian Steve Ricketts. He's going to do his one-man show about meeting James G. Swan. and Mr. Swan is a noted figure in Port Townsend's history. If you don't know about him, you have to come and listen. It's going to be an amazing program. Mr. Ricketts hasn't brought that program out for many years, so there's a lot of people who haven't experienced it. On Friday evening, there will also be a presentation up at Manresa Castle by a historian out of Olympia. And that is going to be the Miracle Tonics and Elixirs by the mysterious Dr. Matt Bell.
Oh, my.
Yes. Quite the evening.
I'm salivating.
It'll be a lot of fun. On Saturday, we have presentations at the Cotton Building at the Legion Hall in the morning. We are going to be utilizing the Legion Hall. So there are presentations on restoring Victorian homes. We have A Tale of Two Homes, which are two homeowners that are going to describe the trials and tribulations, the joys and challenges of restoring Victorians here in Port Townsend. We have got Captain Robert Darcy from the schooner Martha, who's going to talk about the rebuilding of the mast of Martha that is in process right now.
Okay, I'm so excited. So the breadth of the areas. Now, as someone who wants to attend this event, is this like a packet of tickets or is there a one entry fee? What does the festival entry look like?
They are ticketed events, and we have different ticketing levels. We have a VIP pass, which is a pass for the whole weekend. We'll have individual passes for some of the activities. Each of our partners that have activities will manage and schedule their ticketing themselves. And part of our model that is unique to this festival, it's actually sharing the audience with all of our partners here in Port Townsend. So if an organization is doing a partnership, they ticket that, they manage it, and they also get all of the proceeds. The festival does not take any of the proceeds from that. So it's a way of supporting the other organizations in town, because we all struggle with having the resources to put on these types of events. So we're part of our model is to support our business community and our other nonprofit community as well.
I'm really glad you spoke to the distribution of the work and the funding. That's fascinating. And I have not really spent any time with folks on that conversation. I would think it'd be a worthwhile discussion for executive directors to share this model. Is this a common way of sharing?
Unfortunately, it has not been. We're actually the first ones I know of doing it. When I've approached others, they're a little wary about us because they'll say, there is no charge to you to be part of this festival. This is a way for you to get your whatever it happens to be out there into the community and be part of the overall festival. And so when we first introduced this model, like I said, a lot of people were a little leery about us. How are you making this work? Yeah. But we also have our festival activities, and that's where we get our income as well as donations and in-kind donations.
Well, we could put a pin in this. This could be a whole conversation on its own when we think about, you know, executive directors and committee chairs. But unfortunately, we are out of time, and we only got to give you a few minutes to talk about the ask. We've just got a few more minutes. So let's focus in on if someone got excited like I did today, how could they partner with you as a volunteer? Where would they, one, is it the same website? Is there a phone number, an email?
Yes.
And two, tell me what some of those volunteer opportunities might look like.
Yes, there is a phone or actually email on our website. And we have volunteer opportunities, everything from you can dress to the nines in your Victoriana if you like to, but if that's not your thing, that's totally okay, because we have opportunities behind the scenes as well. Some people love to be in the forefront, some people don't like that, some people like to just come and help set up and be on their way, and so there's opportunities across the board for anyone who would like to join us. We do have a costume company that's coming into town. It's offering costumes, so you can rent costumes for the weekend or for the day, bits and pieces or a whole outfit. So if you don't have Victoriana or you don't have Victorian attire and you want to dress, don't worry. Don't go out and buy everything. You can actually rent it.
Another great idea.
For our volunteers, yes.
I hosted a mystery dinner one time and I was uncertain people would get into the groove of the costuming. So I had a trunk full of things to supplement their character. Is there something like that where folks, maybe even little people might have a drop-in and experience the Victorian moment?
That's a wonderful idea.
Did I just volunteer for something?
Maybe you did.
Okay, so the email address and the phone number for folks to get involved and join Missy in the fun along with Kathy and Tracy. What is that? What's the email?
So it's porttownsandheritage@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And a telephone number, if you'd like to call, is 360-344-8434.
And the dates of the event?
The event is April 29th, 30th, and May 1st of this year.
Yay.
And we also want to just encourage people, you can also follow our progress as we get closer to the festival on Facebook. Both the festival has a Facebook page, and the Port Townsend Heritage Association has a new Facebook page.
And speak briefly about what you're doing about COVID. I know we're kind of dropping some things statewide. It's a moving target. So how do we want to be prepared for that as well?
All of the events and presentations will be following state guidelines for the numbers of people allowed indoors. We moved the festival a little later in the spring than it had been so that we'd have the opportunity to have some things outside. So we'll be following all of those guidelines and watching very carefully as the state evaluates that, because there may be changes between now and then, and we will adhere rigorously to all of those requirements.
Kathy and Tracy, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. It was fun.
I look forward to a follow-up. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, and I thank you for listening in today. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Taylor Clark. I'd also like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and compelling conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. A special shout out to, well, I gotta say, to these great gals. I'm telling you, well done. Victorian heritage, here I come.